Right?
With everyone's permission, we are learning about Gilgulim. So today's shiur is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka bat Jalinus, Chana bat Shemuel, Shlomo ben Eliyahu, Zerubbabel ben Gabriel, Tzivya bat Mashiach, Tamara bat Mashiach, Yosef ben Nisan, Liora bat Yitzchak, and also Sarah bat Moshe, Ruach Hashem Tenechan began Eden. So we're learning about Gilgulim, about reincarnation, and Mekubal, so of course believed very strongly in the Gilgulim, and according to the Kabbalah it's very important. I'll tell you, there is a famous Chidushei HaRashash. There's Rav Shalom Shvadron. No, sorry, not Rav Shalom, Rav Shmuel. Sorry, Rav Shmuel Shvadron. He was the Rav of Vilna. He was the same where the Vilna Gaon was, a little bit after the Vilna Gaon. And he wrote in the back of the Gemara, if you look in the back of the Gemara, there are commentaries in the back. One of the commentaries on the bottom is his commentaries, Chidushei HaRashash. He was from the 1800s. So there's a Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia that it says on Moshe gives a bracha to the Jewish people in Kitavo before the Klalot. It's Baruch Ata Bevoecha, Baruch Ata Betzetecha. You'll be blessed when you come, you'll be blessed when you go. So the Gemara says, Ma biatcha la'olam belochet, af yitziatcha min ha'olam belochet. The bracha is just like you came to the world free of sin, without any sins, you're also going to continue to the next world without sins. Meaning that you'll be free of sin your entire life. This is the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu that Gemara learns out. That we should be sin-free our entire life. The same way you came to the world without sins, Be'ezrat Hashem, you should leave the world without sins as well. So the Rashash, he writes on the spot. It's a Gemara in Bava Metzia. He says, this, it's a little bit against the belief of Gilgul. It's like here, the Gemara. This Gemara, it's a little bit against the idea of Gilgul. Because the Gemara is saying that every person comes to the world without sin. And the whole point of Gilgul is that there are many people that come in the world that had sins from previous. So he said, this Gemara is a little bit against this whole idea of Gilgul. Oh, there are many yeshivot, they said, not learning Rashash anymore. That's it. Rashash is out. We don't learn the Chidushei HaRashash anymore. The Gemara sounds like this.
You come without sin originally, but you should leave without sin.
You should leave with it. So he doesn't say it's a direct contradiction. But he said ktsat stira. His language is it's a bit of a contradiction against the idea of Gilgul, because the Gemara is saying that everybody comes to the world without sin. You came to this world without sin. I'm sure there are answers to it. But the fact that he said this contradicts the idea of Gilgul, they said, oh, hey, how could you write such a thing? How could you say such a thing? So vegam mitoch. So anyway, let's continue. So we're learning about Gilgul. Vegam mitoch emunot haGilgul lemechash bayi sheme beGilgul she'avar hirba tuma ve'ashma ve'alav mutan letaken et ha'she'ivet. So he said something about the idea of Gilgul that it can teach us and that we can learn from it is that we should be careful with ourselves and think that maybe I had a previous life where I sinned. Maybe I had a previous time. And I have a mission here to fix it. And I have a mission to cleanse myself. And therefore, Yehem mafliig la'asot mitzvot. Exaggerate in your doing mitzvot. Go
more and more.
Go and more in the opposite direction. To chase after mitzvot, u'ma'asim tovim, v'sigufim, v'tahaniyot, v'tikunim. Right, and do fast days, and as opposed to going after pleasures, go after mitzvot to the opposite extreme. In case maybe I had something to fix. He says, even if the entire world tells you, you're a tzaddik, you're already a tzaddik, you're already a righteous person, relax a little bit, enjoy a little bit. He says, and even he knows about himself, that actually, yes, I am honest, I am pure, I am completely pure with Hashem, but still look at yourself like a rasha. Right? Just like we know, there's a very famous Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masechet Nida. Does it quote it there? I don't have it here. It's Nida Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, I don't have it in this one. This is what they say to a person that there's a midrash, it's a Agada in the Gemara that says that when a person comes to this world, when the fetus is born, they make the fetus swear. They're in Mishpah, and they say to him, they said, even if the entire world tells you you're a tzaddik, don't believe them. Don't believe them. Be in your own eyes. I have to do more.
I remember that.
Oh, Hashem, we don't have that problem, right? So he said, what's one of the reasons for it? It says, maybe you know about yourself. Maybe I am righteous. Maybe every day I come to Kanisa. Every day I'm putting on tefillin. I keep Shabbat. I keep Kashrut. I keep all of the 613 mitzvot as far as I know. But so why should I believe that I'm a Rasha? Why should I believe that I have more to do? So he says, Echad min atami, one of the reasons is Mahmat HaGilgul. How do I know where I came
with
from?
The luggage.
Right.
With the luggage.
Maybe I came with baggage in this world from the previous life. Ki lo yeda ha'adam ma kedamo ma avar al rosho b'gilgulim she'avru. You don't know what came before you. You don't know what came over your head in the previous Gilgul. So therefore, a person never has an excuse to be prideful. You have never have an excuse to be arrogant. ומה גם בדורות הללו שכבר גילו לנו המקובלים שרוב בני אדם הם מגילויים שעברו. He says, especially in our generations, the מקובלים, the Kabbalists teach us that almost everybody here comes from a previous Gilgul. Almost everybody has previous unfinished luggage that they have to fix. יהן מעט אשר ימצא נשמה חדשה שבאה פעם ראשונה. It's very rare that someone is a completely brand new neshama that came completely clean to this world.
So to their opinion, there is a certain amount of neshamot in the world.
Yes.
And that's it.
It's a
Zohar, if I'm not mistaken.
There is no new one. Yeah. This is the amount that there is, and that's it.
Yeah. Yes. And that's it. So Ve'alkoza, and therefore said it's very rare to be a new neshama. Already in these generations, almost everybody is from previous Gilgulim. And they have from previous Gilgulim they have to fix. And therefore we have to humble ourselves and lower ourselves.
So we were all in Egypt.
Not necessarily all in Egypt. Maybe we came a little bit after. Maybe we came, it came during the different times. So ve'eni tano yodea ma anu uma banu l'taken. We don't know. We don't know which generation it was. We don't know what we came to fix. Kasher haya b'mekenem b'zman harav ha'ari zechonah libracha. Like it was in the time of Rav Ha'ari. The Rav Ha'ari was one of the greatest of the mekubalim. He used to be able to tell a person where his neshama came from. He used to be able to read a person's neshama. But today we don't have people like that. Today we don't have rabbanim like that.
According to them, the neshama sleeps for a while, or it just come back as soon as it's finished.
It can take time. No, it can take time. There's not so. For sure, it can take time. Okay, that was weird. So. They were debating if it was intentional or unintentional.
My son, I dropped him off. No,
ra'ui la'adam she'eh marbe liyot oseh. But therefore, it says a person should do a lot of mitzvot. Right? Don't just try to be an average, fulfill my obligation. Right? Go out of your way to do more.
Amen.
So, u'olam yeh be'enav kenosheh. Be like a creditor. Against yourself. Keep on knocking on your own door. It's amazing, no? Even if we don't know and we don't remember what happened in that Gilgul. So he says, there's one Gilgul I can tell you about. There's one that I can tell you, which according to the Kabbalah, according to the Zohar, if you come across this kind of person, you can know where his Gilgul came from. What is that? This is fascinating, very interesting. He says, Shemi Shemet Velo Banim Bar Minan. If Chas V'Shalom, somebody passes away without children, they didn't have children, V'Nityabema Ishto. And his wife, the widow, she did the mitzvah of Yibum. Meaning his brother married her. The Torah says it's a mitzvah for the brother to marry. We had a case like this in our community, maybe 30 years ago or so. Yeah, there was...
Yibum
was done, where the Yibum was actually done. Because as Faradim, we say that the mitzvah of Yibum is first. If the brother chooses not to marry her, he has to do Chalitza. Chalitza is a kind of divorce. That for her to be able to get married to somebody else. But so Ashkenazim always do Chalitza first. Ashkenazim, but Sfaradim, we say that the brother can do Yibum first. It's a mitzvah of Yibum.
Does it happen in America?
It happened in America, yeah. It happened over here. Yeah, Ibn Chaim.